Brooke, put down the pita bread and tzatziki sauce, because we're not doing our Euro of the week.
Oh,
we're trying to do our Hero of the week.
Can we do both?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, but the roadkill Euro, it's just not as tasty as the normal stuff.
Her lamb is still half alive.
I know. Yeah. Someone's got to finally put that thing out of its misery. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
But why is there an eyeball in the Euro?
Today's Hero goes to a woman in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Her name is Lori Atwell.
Okay.
Recently, Lori woke up from a restless night's sleep. Mm. And unlike most of us, she remembered her dream right away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when you can actually remember. It's rare.
In it, she was with her brother, 56-year-old David Atwell. And David was stumbling around in the Carolina mountains and came across a bunch of gold.
Ooh, whoa, that's a fun dream.
That is fun.
And the dream was so lifelike, so real, she immediately called her brother to tell him about it.
Yeah.
And so what did David do? Of course, on his way to work, he stopped off at the Jiffy Quick on Sloop Avenue, bought a $1 lottery ticket, and wouldn't you know it, matched all five numbers to win $1 million.
Tell me that he split that with his sister.
Because if he didn't. At the lottery commission office accepting his giant check.
Oh my God.
Says he credits his sister for prophesizing his big win. And what's he going to do with all the money? He says he plans to give some of it to the church, pay off some bills.
Uh-huh.
No word on if his sister gets
anything.
Shut up. Did anybody else think he was going to go to the mountains and start digging, by the way?
I did, too.
I thought, you got a scratch ticket.
He did better at interpreting what her dream was than I would have.
He's got a shortcut to those millions.
Yeah, smart.
But you know what? Even if the sister doesn't get any money, she has something even better than millions in cash.
What?
Hero of the week status right here on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If he hears this,
she is. She prophesized it. So that is something that money can't buy.
Dude, I can't believe he hasn't said he's splitting it with her.
I had a dream last night that Digital Jake got shocked with his own shot caller.
Oh, God, that hasn't happened in so long.
We'd have to get them all right. So the prophecy's been put out there. Digital Jake, good luck.
It's time for all the cool cats and daddy-o's to wave their walkers in the air like they don't have no Medicare. Because we're celebrating Older Americans Month.
I agree.
It's the time when we're encouraged to recognize the elder generations in our country and remember all the important things they brought to the world, like rock and roll and asbestos in the ceiling.
Thanks, old people.
Now, according to Medicare, a senior citizen qualifies as anyone who's 65 or older.
Okay.
However, Social Security benefits start at age 62. But if you're 55, you can visit an Arby's for a senior discount.
Okay, so where are we at? What age?
Put all those numbers together, and we get a median age of 61. So today, we'll be asking you, which celebrities are younger, older, or the exact age of 61
in a
special FDR-approved shock caller question of the day.
Wow, Jake, I love your brain.
That's a good deal.
So again, it's simple. I'll say the name of a famous celebrity, and you tell me, are they younger, older, or exactly 61 years young?
Okay.
Let's start with the woman who's completely bummed when Larry King passed because he was her, quote, ideal mate. That's Alexis.
No way you're saying Alexis.
So close, Alexis.
She loves his suspenders.
So wrinkly.
Alexis, your celebrity is Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Is he older, younger, or exactly 61 years old?
It's so hard with that whole group because they have so much work done. I can't tell.
Oh,
yeah,
like Jim
Carrey.
Like, I mean, Jim Carrey probably has some Botox, but not.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
but the Botox helps.
Is he still on your ideal mates list?
No.
No.
I don't think I can handle that.
Too
humor
funny for
around
you.
Me.
Too silly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's younger though.
Alexis says younger. Jim Carrey is.
He
is older than 61 years old. He's 62 years old.
Wow.
Oh, I thought younger.
It's a tough game. Alexis is out. Let's go to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your celebrity is Johnny Depp. Is he older, younger, or exactly 61?
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. A man who just has not aged well.
in my opinion.
No, he looks kind of rough lately.
Yeah.
But he can still party like he's 25 years old.
He used to be like a heartthrob. I mean, he's just been around for so long. Remember, he was with Winona Ryder forever ago?
Nobody remembers in that room.
So listen, he filmed a movie not far from my house, and I feel like I was in elementary school when he did it.
Whoa.
Oh, man, 70s?
Yeah, shut up. And that would have been in the 80s, Jeff.
Oh.
So I think he's older than 61.
I agree.
Brooke says older. Johnny Depp is younger. He's 60. He'll be 61 next month.
He's close.
God.
0-2. I'm not getting shocked today.
Uh-oh.
Let's go over to Jose.
All right.
Jose, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Doesn't matter, Jose. Your celebrity is Steve Carell. Is he older, younger, or exactly 61?
Steve Carell, he looks so young, and he's like timelessly young in my head because of The Office. When
right.
you always rewatch The Office, but that's from 20 years ago.
But now
ago.
When you rewatch it, it looks like he is a baby.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
He has white hair now, but like pepper.
I thought he was old in The Office, and then now I watch it, I'm like, oh, you were young.
Yeah.
He like plays like a 50-year-old almost in
yes,
that show.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's the voice of Gru. I think he is older. This is a sneaky question. I'm going to... Oh, wait. Exact age is an answer, too.
We've had an older. We've had a younger. Oh! Are you brave enough to say exactly 61?
I am brave, Jake.
Okay.
I'm not brave. I'm going to go older.
Jose says older. Steve Carell is... exactly 61. I tried to help you there, Jose.
You told me brave, and I'm not brave, and then I felt like I was lying.
Jeffrey, we're going to go to you now for this. If you get it wrong, I'm going to have all four of you get shocked because I feel like it, and I control the rules.
Okay, old man.
Jeffrey, your celebrity is...
Bernie Sanders.
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Is he older, younger, or exactly 61?
Oh, that's tough because Scientology allows him to be any age that he wants to be.
Could be thousands, could
and he's
be
been
four.
Drinking young people's blood for a long time, I'm pretty sure.
Right, while declaring his allegiance to Xenu.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Tom Cruise has been around since the early 80s, maybe even before then.
And he's had work done, but...
Do you ever see the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise, where he's like the bartender that throws up all, you know, like, does all the tricks in the bar?
Yeah.
I feel like that was like early 80s.
Okay.
And he had to have been over 21 because he's a bartender in that movie. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, Hollywood's notoriously good at following rules.
About ages specifically. Stuff.
I just have to go with the older than 61 guess.
Jeffrey says older. Tom Cruise is... exactly 61. He'll be 62 in July. Months early. That means I've won today's edition of the Shot Caller Question of the Day. So all four of you are going to be getting shocked.
All right. Since we're all taking the group shock together, we're going to be singing You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
Okay, ready?
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, I'm on the
Victory tastes good.
Yeah, that's your shock collar question of the day. We got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.